You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is your host, David Rodriguez, with my co-host, Ryan Keelan. Ryan, it's that time of the year where people are moved and draft picks are considered nothing in this time of the year, but Panthers are hot. Not sure if there's many things hotter than the Panthers right now in this world besides maybe crypto, but hope everything's good with you, my friend, and how are you today?
Well, I'm doing better than I was yesterday now after what happened today. I don't know if you want me to say it or you could say it, but I'll just go out. The Florida Panthers traded for Vladimir Tarasenko, and I'm pretty sure that's all we're going to talk about. And I'm doing great. I'm feeling great about the move, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's been a little bit since our last episode, but the Panthers just continue to play excellent hockey, probably one of the best stretches in franchise history during the regular season. Defensively, offensively, just everything is clicking. And like you mentioned, Vladimir Tarasenko, who was formerly on the Ottawa Senators, is coming down to South Florida and joining the Florida Panthers in exchange for a 2024 fourth-round pick and a 2025 third-round pick. And Ottawa will retain half of Tarasenko's salary for the remainder of the season. Should the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, that 2024 fourth-round pick will become a third-round pick instead. So, Ryan, your initial thoughts here. Tarasenko, 32 years old, four-time NHL All-Star, just coming off of a year in 2020 or 2022 where he had 82 points. What do you see from Tarasenko, and are you excited to have him here on the Florida Panthers?
Yeah, my first and probably most important thing, and you said he's a four-time All-Star, blah, 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 also Stanley Cup champion. This guy has 44 career playoff goals. This guy is loaded with experience. You don't understand how big that is. This guy is... It's unreal that we got this guy. So that's number one. He has skill. And I think what people don't realize is he's not a tiny guy. I've seen people kind of act like, you know, he's soft and he's probably the same size as Ryan Lomberg. This guy's 215 pounds. So he's he's not a unit, but he's also not a pushover. So we've been saying it, you know, we said it last podcast, you know, are we going to upgrade the defense? Or are we going to get another guy to go into the top nine? I know we'll get into it where we think he's going to play, but if you have this guy in the top nine, you know, it's a huge win. And we added skill and size to the lineup today. So it's a home run for Bill Zito.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, the size, and it's funny, Ryan, because this summer I was in Orlando at a resort with my family, and it happened. I just so happened to see Vladimir Tarasenko at the pool. And I instantly told my wife, I'm like, man, that guy's legs are huge. They're like a trunk. And there's been some photos now I've seen on our Discord and on the Instagram as well. People posting pictures now going on his Instagram. And it's like, man, and I saw it firsthand. I'm like, man, that guy is huge. Just from waist down, he is gargantuan. Those big Russians down there, they skate pretty hard. So, yeah, just to add to your thought there, yeah, he's got – huge lower body strength. He's got a wicked shot. 41 goals in the playoffs, like you mentioned, with the St.
Great
Louis
Blues. Great shot, by the way, which is huge.
Yeah, it just gives you, again, just another dimension on that bottom or on the top six that maybe fits into that Nick Cousins spot. We'll get into that, like you mentioned, in a little bit. But, yeah, I think across the board for what the Panthers gave up, no one on the roster that would maybe, you know, open another hole that they needed to be filled. So draft picks that
and
weren't
that was
too
never
high either.
happening, right?
What's that?
I feel like that was never happening. I don't think we were ever going to trade Anton Lundell. I've just seen this on Twitter. Like, are we going to trade, you know, Montour, Forsling? Because no, you're going for the cup. You're trading draft picks,
right?
Or that's so. I don't think we were ever getting rid of anybody that's on the roster and is actually, you know, decent and will help us compete.
Right. And just want to add one more thing as we get into this here. Ottawa had really no leverage here because they had signed Tarasenko this offseason. And I know Florida was heavily involved in maybe bringing him during the before the regular season had started. And they had signed him to a 1-year, $5 million deal with a no trade clause. So Tarasenko kind of had his go abouts as to where he preferred. And Ottawa kind of had to, you know, put their hands in the air and say, if that's where you want to go, we'll try to get the best we can to at least get something back. So obviously a lot of C grades for that Senators return. But like I mentioned, Tarasenko kind of had the ball in his court as far as where he could go. So, yeah, really excited for this. And I know I was a bit critical early on in these rumors and stuff like that, just specifically on what the cost for a potential player like him would be. A third and a fourth round pick, in my opinion, is a steal for me, Ryan. I'm sure you agree.
And especially, you know, last year he had 50 points. He's got 41 points this year. Like that, you're just adding that to, you know, Kachuk, Barkov, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, like all these, you know, basically superstars. So Vladimir Tarasenko doesn't have to come in and play this hero role. You know, he just needs to come in and contribute a few goals in the playoffs here and there, a few assists, and it's a home run. So, I mean, we were missing one thing in the top nine, and this just solidifies it. And I wanted to just basically going into the playoffs, looking at what we added to this roster, and tell me if I'm telling a lie here. We have a top three goaltender in the league in the playoffs.
That no, if that's the only thing you were going to say, then yeah, absolutely.
No, there's a lot of things.
Well, yeah, there's a truth. I think the consensus is now Bobrovsky has moved himself into probably second place in the Vezina voting behind Hellebuck right now. Yes,
just goals allowed this year. We're top three, so we have one of the top defensive cores, right?
Yeah, I will agree that defensively we've been much better than in the years past, and the forwards have helped on the defensive end of the puck as well. Yep.
And our skill players on offense, top nine is top three in the league, if probably the best at this point after adding Tarasenko. Is that a lie also?
No, I mean, you saw that Barkov highlight reel goal that he assisted on Reinhardt, and you tie in the assist ability that Kachuk has. He's got now about 50 assists, which is top 10 in the league. No, yeah, we've got one of the, you know, most dynamic forwards you could probably think of. Even Rodriguez on the third line sounds juicy as it is. So yeah, no lies there, Ryan.
Basically, I'm trying to say is I don't think it's really clicking yet. Like, just sit back. We have the best and most rounded team in the entire National Hockey League this year. So this is the first time that we've ever had that. Like, this, we have to win the cup. And I'm glad Bill Zito is going all in. He sees that. You know, he didn't risk many assets. Like, yeah, I see people want to keep prospects, want to keep picks, but for Vladimir Tarasenko, even if it's a rental, a third and fourth pick, when this is the best chance you're going to have to win the Stanley Cup, I'm glad Bill Zito has consistently went all in and he's not listening to anybody about anything and he's going for it.
Plus the head coach, Ryan, you got to remember that the year before when we were in the same scenario, first in the league, had a high flying offense. Defense, I wouldn't say at that time was awful. It was not as good as it is now, but it wasn't awful. But we saw down the stretch in the playoffs that coaching just made a huge difference, right? They just couldn't figure anything out, couldn't, you know, garnish any momentum after that a Washington series. And now with Paul Maurice and the personnel that we have, that to me is just elevates this team even further from, you know, I know they're the number one favored team to going into the playoffs, you know, in about 20 games or so to win the cup. But now I just think all eyes got to be on Florida coming out of the East with this addition. So it'll be interesting. I know you mentioned we'll talk about where we think he's going to be. But before we get into that, I want to remind everyone about our DraftKings Sportsbook. We know that hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than ever. This week, new customers get bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. So yeah, Ryan, I've seen a couple of different people on Twitter, on Instagram, even in the Discord talking about where is Tarasenko going to go? We'll start with you because I've got my idea, but I want to hear yours. I don't think he's going to be in the bottom six. I've seen some people say that, but we'll see what you got to say first, Ryan.
So, I mean, I could make a case for you know, all three lines. Like,
yep.
The number one thing and Tarasenko's biggest weakness, and I don't think he's as bad at it as people say he is his defense. That's his weakness. He's not the best, you know, defender.
Right.
Not the best defensive forward. So do you put him on the first line and shield him with, you know, Barkov and Reinhart? Do you put him on the third line with Listerainen and Lundell? Or do you just stick him, you know, obviously he's a top six player. Do you just stick him on the second line with Bennett and Tkachuk and then just drop Cousins? I mean, my take... Listen, I'm not Paul Maurice. I mean, I don't know what is going to happen. I'm really actually excited to see. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think it matters because, you know, that type of guy in your lineup is just a huge addition.
Right.
But, I mean, I do think we need to drop Nick Cousins out of the top six. I mean, right. he's not a skill player. He's a grinder. And I do think Nick Cousins, I saw people saying, you know, take him out of the lineup now, but Nick Cousins does need to stay. But yeah. If I had a guess, I would say put him in the put him on the second line. Why not? What about you?
The second line being the Bennett and Tkachuk line.
Yes.
Yeah, it's difficult because we've talked about how even Steve Goldstein has mentioned on the broadcast that the line of Cousins, Bennett, and Tkachuk is such a hard line to play against. And that's kind of what you need in the playoffs. But I'm with you there. I just don't see where you can put Tarasenko anything below that. And we've talked about this many times. Nick Cousins doesn't really have the offensive ability that a top six player should have on this team. So I'm going to put him with Bennett and Tkachuk to start. Because like I mentioned, Tkachuk has got 50 assists. He's a facilitator of the puck at this point right now. He's obviously... taking a lot of shots, but not as many as he did last year.
Right.
So I'm going to put him with that line, let Tarasenko get a little bit more opportunities to have some quick shots that Nick Cousins probably can't create for himself to do. So I'm with you there. I'll put him in between Bennett and Tkachuk and see what happens from there. And like you said, if it doesn't work out, you can move him around. You can maybe even move Verhaeghe down and put him with Barkov.
Yeah, how would you
Reinhart.
Feel about Verhaeghe?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that line before, but I just love that first line, that Reinhart, Barkov, Verhaeghe. Yeah. I just love it so much that I wouldn't want to mess with it. And so that'll be me. I think a lot of people would say the same thing, but like I said, I've seen some people say put him on the third line and put Rodriguez back with the first and try to balance things out a little bit more. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if he even plays in that Philly game on Thursday night.
They said he's expected, right? He's expected.
I think so. I think so. I'd be surprised because I know Ottawa was in Cali for a road trip, but I don't know if he went. I don't know because I know they were scratching him for trade purposes. So yeah, it could be that he's already on his way. I know he has a residence here, so it shouldn't be too much of a bother for him to come back to South Florida for an early playoff run here. So yeah, I think that's where he'll fit in my opinion and we'll go from there. But yeah, I mean there's still some noise to be made, but today was definitely a great day for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have that, you know, you could put Tarasenko anywhere in the top nine and you really can't be upset. I mean, Paul Maurice knows better than anyone, you know, that's saying predictions right now. Mm-hmm. If he wants to mess up which line, you know, and if it'll hurt them or not. But anywhere in the top nine is going to be huge for us.
And we've heard
he got that little scoring punch that we were, you know, kind of needed, that secondary scoring.
And I've mentioned this before, and I know Matthew Tkachuk has said this repeatedly in the broadcast and in post games. The buy-in from the team right now is just at an all-time high. Everyone knows their role. Everyone knows what they need to do to win. They're not, quote-unquote, cheating the game by trying to, you know, spread the game open rather than make the smart play in the defensive zone. So that's the only thing that I would hope that Vladimir learns in these next 20 games, right? That he's got to buy in. He's got to sacrifice defensively and offensively to complete the game that the Panthers want to play. So that's the only thing that the reason that I was hesitant to even making a move, because the buy-in was just at an all-time high. But at the price we got Vladimir Tarasenko, I just don't think it's that big of a worry that it'll impact the team overall in a negative way. If anything, it'll be positive. A guy that was plus 13 on the second worst team in the Eastern Conference with 41 points in 57 games, to me, it's just going to elevate him even more. We know he got traded last year to the New York Rangers at the deadline at the same time, but they were eliminated in the first round. But he did have 4 points in those seven games. So
we'll see. But the thing is, he has tons of, you know, playoff experience, which same with our whole team now making a whole run and bringing back mostly, you know, the same team. And he has that cup. So I feel like he's going to be, you know, he's going to want to go for it again. He knows the taste of it. And then add that with the Panthers, who, you know, have that sour taste in their mouth. They were so close. I mean, I'm not worried about him buying in at all. I feel like he's going to, and he's going to want to win that cup because he knows, you know, this was the best chance he could. Mm-hmm. He has to get it.
Yeah. And I know the Panthers have a little bit more space with the Ottawa retaining half the salary. So at the time of this recording, they've still got about $3 million worth of cap space that they can maybe wiggle around in these next few 48 hours or so to maybe potentially add another maybe depth scorer or maybe a sixth or seventh defenseman. I don't know. Or maybe even another huge trade, because we know they still have that first round pick for the 2026 draft. So we'll see. Definitely interesting. Definitely an exciting time. I know there were a lot of people that gave their opinions on our now live Facebook, or I'm sorry, Instagram group chat, Ryan. I know you're heavily involved in there, but there were a lot of people that were excited. I have here from Jonathan, so happy with this move and that we didn't blow our entire load on Jake Guentzel. Rodriguez should be out. Cousins remains from Adelin. I don't know about that one. people are saying not mad about this at all. I'll take it. Worth the risk. Zito for mayor. We need to build a statue for Zito. Fleeced Ottawa for sure. And yeah, I'm so here for it. Huge fan. Another dog to the locker room. So very excited from the Florida Panthers point of view. I'm excited to see him, Ryan. I think the number he's going to wear is going to be number 10. I think I saw floating around. And yes, I think I saw 10, that on the Panthers website. So number 10, who was formerly worn by Anthony Duclair, who is another player that maybe could be on the move. So it doesn't look like the Duke is coming back. The Duke is coming back to South Florida. But yeah, overall, a slam dunk, I think, in my opinion, Ryan. Not sure if you have anything else to say before we wrap up here.
No, I mean, I think that's probably it for our moves. Like you said, unless, you know, they add a seventh defenseman, seventh defenseman, but I really don't know what else is out there. We have Mahura still waiting in the wings, you know? I'm excited about the Tarasenko move. I'm going to the game tomorrow. Can't wait to see him play and see where he slots in. I can't wait for the morning lines tomorrow. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. And obviously, not just for us, but across the entire NHL until Friday, there's going to be a lot of chatter and movement. I'm sure teams like Boston, Toronto, Carolina, New York Rangers, I know, made a move. They'll all have their eyes open now that the Florida Panthers were the first ones to really make a big push in the Eastern Conference. So we'll see. A lot to be done. And again, I want to remind everyone. No, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Last thing, you know, on Noah Hanifin, who we were talking about, you know, all the Panthers fans, and he was linked. Mm-hmm. So Elliot Friedman tweeted a little while ago that Vegas has entered the conversation. He said he doesn't know where it's going to go. So,
yeah, I mean, I would rather him. I know Tampa Bay was heavily involved in Noah Hanifin. If Vegas can snag him instead of Tampa, I'd be fine. I'd be more than happy with that.
Well, they put Martinez on LTIR today, and then now they might have the cap space for Hanifin. It's a smart move.
Yeah, it's an interesting play, and I'm interested to see, like I said, just where some of these names, like I just mentioned, Jake Getzel's another one that could potentially be on the move in the next few days, and I'm sure a lot of other names will pop up that we maybe even haven't heard of yet. So a lot to be said and done over these next few days, but overall, like we've said, the Panthers are in a great position for that Eastern Conference number one seed. The Atlantic Division as well is heavily contested right now between us, the Boston Bruins, and then in the whole conference, you can add the New York Rangers in that mix as well. But before we wrap up, I want to just remind everyone of our Caneswear sponsorship that we have going on. They've got a lot of specials still going on for the Florida Panthers, for Inter Miami, for the Miami Hurricanes. If you haven't visited them yet, please do at caneswear.com or at their location in Davie, Florida. You can call them at 954-835-5597. And tell them that David and Ryan sent you there from the Florida, from the FLA Cats hockey podcast. So shout out to them. And also reminder to use code FLA Panthers FC on your first order at SeatGeek, and you'll get $20 off that first order if you do. So Ryan, across the board, a great day for the Florida Panthers so far. I think obviously, like we've said, the chemistry hopefully is built over these next 19 or so games, and the Florida Panthers can continue their amazing pace that they've been on, not just at home, but on the road now, six games in a row, a lot of games still to be played. The next two in Florida against the Philadelphia Flyers, and then a Saturday 4 o'clock game against the Calgary Flames, where Hooby Dooby Doo and Mackenzie Weegar will return for the second time. Yeah, that's a 4 o'clock game. It's also, I think, Stanley's birthday.
Oh, is that what the jerseys were?
Yeah, it's like a kid's day, and I don't know if you saw those.
I like those jerseys a lot.
I like them.
I would maybe get a shirt. It's interesting. I like
the artwork. I really like it. I really like it, especially with two kids, and now you kind of get that feel for the kids and that pretty cool Stanley C. Panther logo on the front. Really, really looks nice for the kids. I don't think the jersey that they'll be selling with the names are for kids, so it'll be interesting to see these adults trying to battle out and outbid for these kids themed jerseys. But nevertheless, they're really nice. So excited for these next two games at home, and good to see the Panthers back home after a great road trip, and hopefully see Vladimir Tarasenko either on Thursday or Saturday. So Ryan, any closing remarks before we go?
Yeah, maybe we'll do a pod, after on like Sunday after the next two games, just the first reaction of Tarasenko on the team. And I hope this is the move that, officially pushes the Panthers over the top and for them to win the cup. So only time will tell. I hope it's not, what happened in a couple years ago with Giroux and Sherrod, but that's a whole different team. So
exactly,
this is not the same team. So that's all.
Exactly. So very excited for what's to come. The next few nights should be great in South Florida, and we'll be back to you after those games before that quick little road trip to Dallas and Carolina. So, Ryan, thank you for joining me here quickly as we give our thoughts on this great day to be a Florida Panthers fan with Vladimir Tarasenko coming to the Florida Panthers from the Ottawa Senators. And until next time, thank you all for the support across all of our social medias. And obviously seeing us at the arenas is always great and saying hello. So, Ryan, thank you so much. And as you always like to say, vamos, gatos. And let's go, Panthers.
Go, Cats.